Previously on Partners in Crime.
Dang, that's a federal offense, guy.
I don't know if it's federal, but it was a felony and a half.
And
I was going to do time with no adult priors. Plus, I had juvenile priors. I don't know if they could dig those up back
then. I never fucked up as a kid. I never did anything. I'm almost certain that the statute of limitations is up on this.
Let's pause this really quick. Okay, friends, it wasn't rape or murder, so the statute of limitations is up.
All right, friends, so that's where we left off last week. We paused the recording right there. Both of these episodes were recorded late on November 19th, 2023, and in the early a.m. hours of November 24th. So we're going to pick it up right there where we paused the recording to make sure that old Nicholas wasn't about to say some shit that was going to put him in jail. Turned out it was nothing anywhere near that, but there's a bunch of fucked up shit about to happen, so enjoy the rest of the episode.
Okay, friends, it wasn't rape or murder, so the statute of limitations is up.
And I only said that because it's a joke, because I was a little ass kid.
I'm serious, because I got some shit that not rape, but I got some shit I can't say on these podcasts.
You notice how he said it's not rape or murder, and then he says, I got something, but it ain't rape.
Okay, listen.
That means he killed a guy.
No, I didn't.
Well, let me tell a story, then you can tell us about how you murdered a guy. No.
All I allegedly have... No, there's no bullshit, though.
Say it!
The only thing that I could allegedly, hypothetically, in some alternate universe, if any police were listening, so this is not any sort of admission, would be accessory after the fact on a few occasions. But nothing that I actively...
Oh, you helped bury a body or two is what you mean.
I didn't say that. I didn't participate in
Jesus
any actual...
Christ. Well, let me tell my story first.
I have to pee. I'm going to pee with the door open and listen the whole time.
Well, anyway, so when I was like... When I was like 13, I was on the wrestling team. And we were selling raffle tickets because we were trying to raise money for new mats. And, all I'm saying is I ended up spending the money that I made. And I remember I went on this field trip and I bought a brand new pair of Jordans. The first pair of Jordans I ever owned, I was like maybe 14. And I bought them on a field trip. And I remember when I got home from this field trip, my grandparents were like, why do you have Jordans? Because, I mean, even back in like 2002, Jordans were still $180 a piece, you know what I mean? And I never told them it's because I took the money from the raffle. And I spent that fucking money, man.
We used to do the March of Dimes every year, the little walk-a-thon bullshit. Nick, I would have the best of intentions. I was going to turn that money in.
And halfway through it, I got to have that.
It would just start out like, oh, I got to go. I can just go down to the convenience store. I'll replace this money later when I get my allowance, whatever. And, you know, yeah, without a doubt, at some point, all the money would be gone.
How old
like,
are you?
I never paid this. Oh, probably like 10, 11. I don't know.
Oh, you've been embezzling since you were.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm. We also got to make a disclaimer here. This podcast is called Partners in Crime, but it's not all. We can't we ain't got that many criminal stories.
No, Chuck's got way better ones than me.
We just happened to be talking about actual crimes tonight. And I was like, Nick, we've been talking about this podcast. Let's turn the recorder on. We didn't talk about your car crashes, though. We got to get that.
We'll talk about that. I was never the driver.
We don't want to go over an hour.
No. I mean, we can tonight because we're going to edit it later.
We could
talk on
several episodes, yes.
Exactly. And because I remember at the end of the year when they wanted us to turn in that money, I didn't have nothing, but I only had half the tickets. And then what happened to the other tickets we gave you? I was like, I fucking lost them. And then I told my grandma, because I was like sweating, hey, I fucking bought them shoes with that. And she's like, you know, you're going to jail, kid. Because my grandma used to be a cook at the jail.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid. And I remember, dude, I used to get bad grades. I didn't fuck around as a kid, right? I never, did drugs. I never, I'd break a couple windows as a kid. But whenever I'd get bad grades, my grandma would be like, you know, when you go to jail, they're going to rape you.
Oh, your grandma was fucked up.
Your ass to pieces, man.
Your grandma was fucked up.
Dude, holy, dude, I ain't kidding me, man. Like, my grandma was like, dude, she was like, my whole life she only listened, she only watched, like, remember Rescue 911 with William Shatner?
Mm-hmm.
And it was always stories about it. She always loved crime stories, man. She worked at the jail and she'd always, whenever I got an F, she's like, they're going to rape you. I'm like, oh, why you didn't turn in them two papers? And that's why they're going to rape me, because I didn't turn in the papers? I had six tardies. Now they're going to rape me? That seems like pretty trumped up charges to me, yeah. Mama.
Oh, fuck.
And, but yeah, dude, I remember my grandmother was fucking pissed. And my grandpa would only just joke about it. I was like, oh, you're an embezzler. You embezzled.
Which is technically true.
He'd always call me an embezzler. He wouldn't get as pissed at me. I remember as a kid when I get bad grades, my grandpa would just make, because in my little tiny town, East Carbon, Utah, for those people out there, East Carbon, Utah is a tiny place where you go to die.
Or commit suicide.
And there was always like,
Shout out Jake Knight.
Shout out my boy Jake Knight.
We do love him, but just the way we deal with it still.
Yeah, I mean, you have to deal with him. I was doing them jokes tonight at the
fuck
party.
Fuck me up, bro. Anyway, continue.
And, but yeah, I didn't do anything too crazy, dude, until I broke that toilet. And then, I got a DUI. I got a DUI in 2012. And, I remember I was dating a chick from down there, and I went down there, and it was New Year's. And I went down there, and I'm drinking, and she's like, you can't drink, dude. I'm like, well, I mean, the limit is 0.08. And I've been crunching numbers all week, so I know exactly what I can drink. And I drank one too many gin and tonics and got pulled over. And ended up doing a night down there at the Carbon County Jail. And I remember they put me in a padded room, right? I wasn't suicidal. It was the only room available. And they were like, tell me, we only give this room to people who are going to kill themselves, you know, threaten killing themselves. And I remember the whole night, I was like, they didn't even check me. I'm wearing a belt.
Yeah.
Like, I could hang myself in here. And you can't, even at any, I'm wearing a belt now, but you can never see it. Because my pancita, like, droops over my belt.
We got the same problem.
So nobody knew I was wearing a belt. And I remember being in jail. And I remember, like, the whole night I was trying to get somebody to come bail me out. But nobody could come bail me out because all the fucking bail bondsmen were wasted, too.
Because like, it's Price.
Dude, Price, Utah, dude. We used to get Jägermeister instead of Gatorade when we were kids.
God, dude.
Like, when you're from Price, you do some fucked up things. I know, dude, some of my good buddies who are like run-of-the-mill citizens now, or do they get me to it any minute now? I remember this one time. I'm not going to say any names because it's a real one. But I remember this one time. And hey, friends, for those people, I was a little kid and I didn't know the gravity of the situation. But I remember this one time I was a senior in high school. And me and two of my buddies, we went camping. Like in these woods near my house. And we were camping and me and my buddy and the other buddy. And this before weed, this before alcohol. We're just smoking prime times, right? We're sitting around the fire. And my cousin's like, dude, we got to get some titties, man. We got to get some bitches here. And me and my buddy were both like, Tabitha is this lady, this chick we knew who just show him.
I just love, man, because we used to say, get some titty before you ever got some ass. And be like,
yeah, we wanted to see titties before we got pussy.
Yeah, we get some titty. Yeah, we're going to get some
titty. But anyway, so we went and got this chick named Tabitha. I switched her name because her name was Tabitha with an A. But this Tabitha was with an I. To make it different.
To conceal her identity.
So we went, we picked this chick up. And we bring her back to the campsite. We're chilling. And we're bullshitting. And then out of nowhere, my buddy's like, nah, man, like show us the titties. So she shows us the titties. And we're all like 16, 17, 18 years old. We're like, you know, that ain't going to do it, man. Let's see what else you got. And she's like, do you guys have eyes? Because I learned that if you masturbate with ice, you can come real good. And I'd like to masturbate for you now. And I was like, well, we got a full cooler full of ice. You couldn't have come to a better place. So she's like jamming ice cubes up her little, twat or whatever. And then she was 18 year old twat.
So she was technically molesting you. It wasn't the other way around.
Not me. But anyway, we were all watching. I remember we were all I'm standing there next to the fire, and I'm watching her intently masturbate with his eyes. And I look to my right, my cousin Ricky's jerking off already. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I look to my right, and my other buddy Kyle. I know I'm not supposed to say these names, but his jerking off too.
So what I really got to know is, did you come when these dudes are jerking off? Or did they come?
I didn't. I wasn't jerking off, man, just because I mean, it was cold outside. They had big wieners.
Sometimes just seeing that is enough to make
it. It was not enough for me.
Oh, shit. I wonder if we should knock off there if there's more shit to talk. As long as there's more shit to talk, this recording is just going to go. Yeah.
You ever ate at Collins?
Yeah, I was there last year, but you weren't because you got drunk and showed your ass and weren't welcome there at that time. I was there last year, bro.
No, I got drunk and demanded respect.
I didn't even know. At that point, I didn't know why you weren't there or that you'd even been previously invited. I was just like, oh, I'm just at Colin and Trey's house having some fucking turkey with Cheyenne and Karan.
No, we're good this year. That means I'm, because he told me, he's like, he was telling me, like, Colin was, he's like, I just had a buddy die. Can I use your funeral jokes? I'm like, yeah, you can use my jokes. He's like, thanks, baby. And I was like, dude, I'm like, and I text him because I'm real. And I'm like, that's kind of a bummer because one of his like close friends from the Air Force died in a car crash today.
Today?
Yeah.
God damn.
So he's got to go to Minot, North Dakota for the funeral and he's going to do a show there. And I was like, yeah, you could use the jokes. And it's like also, as far as you're concerned, Thanksgiving's on Thursday. And I'm cooking like
I thought you already knew that because they'd already told me that was cool for this year.
Oh, that I was good?
Yeah. I was just assuming you would be there this year.
And I mean, jokes aside, like after that whole thing, me and Trey never had another problem.
I didn't know you guys ever had a problem until recently. I don't remember how it came up.
Well, everybody makes fat jokes, right?
Yeah.
Right? That's me. Right? It's very easy to make a fat joke. But he'd always make ones like, you're going to fucking die, you fat fuck. You know what I mean? Like,
that's just true, you know?
It was always like fucking sad ones. It was never like funny.
Yeah.
It was always like just me like fucking questioning my mortality. They were never, I could never laugh because I was like, man, he is right.
And Jay's so, fucking brutal.
Dude, so one, I was like, fuck it, man. And I mean, I'm not a fighter. I'll beat the shit out of Trey. You kidding me? I'll beat him to pieces. But but like I said, ever since then, like dude, me and Trey have had a very, very good relationship at this point.
I didn't know like there was even a thing because like I'd never even seen you guys have trouble apparently before you guys had squashed everything. Or I don't know. I miss a lot of that shit though, like. People in the scene don't tell me who's beefing, or I think I don't involve myself in that anyway. I wonder how many people hate me that I don't know.
I bet less than 5.
That'd be cool.
You're a very likable guy. You do say some wild shit.
Yeah.
But and you do show some wild shit.
Yeah.
But other than that, you're one of the most likable cats I know.
And the point is, I'm not a registered sex offender.
I know. You're unregistered.
Well, yeah. You're not technically a sex offender until you're convicted. And
or you're unregistered.
Or showing people your penis without consent is not that bad.
And like, if you were a proper sex offender, I'd never say, hey, Chuck, come live with us. And I got to say, Chuck, how long you live here?
Unless we're really raping. Sorry, I had to go there. What month did I move in? It was like, because I know in December I was getting that in that hotel, that motel.
Oh yeah, you're maybe creeping up on 10 months.
I think it was around February. I think I just started my job when I moved in here. I think I was like fresh out of training, so maybe like end of February, beginning of March. I don't know. It might have been April 1st, actually. I don't know. It's been a minute.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, my God. But yeah, like, shoot. Oh, so, I remember there was this kid who was, he was the sheriff's son down where I was from. And the sheriff got impeached because he was misappropriating funds.
Yeah.
So they got a new sheriff. And then the old sheriff, he had a son who had, he would just beat cancer. He was a young man who'd beat cancer in his late teens. And he became a cop. And he went to a party 3-4 years later, ended up raping a chick.
Jesus Christ.
And he was a deputy. He ended up raping a chick at a party. And it was all coming down on him. So he took the easy way out and he hung himself too.
Nice.
And I thought, my God, just don't rape a chick, man. And maybe this, I don't want to sound like some sort of feminist, but consent is sexy. Consent is hot, dude. Consent is every bit as sexy as crotchless panties, if you ask me.
Well, let's not go that far. It kind of is, though, man. Like, I think we were recording when you were saying it earlier. Like, make you feel sexy when they fucking... It helps the ego when they say you... When you hear say... I remember that because there was a time it got real fucking touchy. And I remember there was a few chicks that I asked. Like, we both knew we were going to fuck, but I'd be like, is it okay if I put it in? And it was kind of hot when they said yes. Okay. The only real question is, does flicking penis count as rape?
No, it counts as maybe sexual harassment.
Yeah, at the most.
Yeah, there's this comedian, you know him, I flicked him in the wiener.
Yeah.
And he told everybody I raped him. And how funny is that when people are like, because he's telling everybody, he's like, you know, Nick raped me. And they're like, what the hell did he do?
Oh, the term he used with me
was like, he flipped my wiener.
Sexually assaulted you. Are you sexually assaulted?
He flipped me in my completely clothed wiener.
When he was mad at me. Yeah, when he called to let me know he was mad at me, it was because I defended you. And I was like, well, look, mister. I won't say his name. But it might
start. Max Bamey.
I was like, look, Max. I was like, bro, I said, I had promoters coming up to me asking if Nick was a sexual predator. And he's like, what'd you tell him? I told him the truth. He said, what's the truth? I said, that he flipped you in the penis a couple times. I said, well, technically, that's the definition of sexual assault if you look in a dictionary. And I was like, oh, Cole was the funniest. Cole just started laughing. And I said, why are you laughing? And Cole goes, because he didn't say, because he didn't fucking. Cole just, it was just like, I don't know what Max expected.
It was funny when Dario called him a pussy.
I didn't know Dario called him a pussy.
Yeah.
I didn't know why he hated Dario now. But yeah, oh God. Oh my God. It was just too good. It probably didn't help that I was telling rape jokes on mics every chance I got after that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I said a few of them too.
I bombed that night you hosted Tuesday. Was it Tuesday or Wednesday? Yeah, it was the first time you hosted and I was running the clock and I knew.
And you were only running the clock because I didn't do it.
Yeah, but I knew that you would forget to run it when I went up on stage. So, and I knew I was going to bomb the whole time because I knew this crowd, these jokes. But I did 5 minutes of rape jokes and just bombed my dick off the whole time just because it was funny to me. I was like, oh, God, I hope Keith is not listening to this tonight because I will lose all my fucking spots. I will be... Just, remember, it was just 5 minutes of rape and no laughs.
But, and that's how rape normally goes.
Yeah. I was just, that audience gave me no consent for the shit I was forcing on them.
That reminds me, I was having sex with this chick the other day. And she was like scratching my face and screaming, trying to claw my eyes out. We're in the middle of making love. And she's like trying to rip my eyes out. And I said, hey, you either relax or I'm going to turn this rape into a murder.
Some idiot out there is going to take this part serious.
I was like, hell yeah, man, that fat bastard rapes somebody.
But here's the disclaimer. This is actually a half truth. Not everything we say you can take at face value, except for everything in this podcast leading up to this.
Yeah, that last joke was a real joke that I heard.
Except
from
somebody I don't have anything that allegedly there's no statute of limitations for, allegedly.
But I don't really have anything really good. Crime wise.
I think when I was going to say, if when me and you finally get arrested together, it's going to be for something stupid. It's going to be like we'll both be public urination or something. We'll both be standing outside the car pissing and a cop will roll up and it'll be for some shit like that.
I wonder how many people get arrested for public defecation.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Somebody pooped out in front of the pawn shop last week.
Really? Yeah. Like, did you see him do it or he just walked out?
No. So he was like behind his truck. And then later that night we went out there and it looked like bear shit too. It didn't even look like normal people shit.
Man. Sometimes you just gotta shit though and you can't. When I was living in the car, a couple times I had to ruin some DoorDash bags because I wasn't going to make it to a fucking... You just put both the seats down. And they weren't like the bags. It's the kind you buy at Walmart with the extra insulation and shit.
So you can poop in them.
Well, eventually. No, I used to have like 30 of these motherfuckers. I didn't shit in all 30 of them, but a lot of them are just... like used for storage now, but fuck yeah, some of them are in my room, but yeah, it's just insulated. And there was probably 3 or 4 times I just was like, okay, I gotta put that between the two seats, lean them back, and just shit into it like it was a toilet.
You'd sit in at the top of the middle of the seats with your hat
and shit right in it. And because I was homeless, I always had like toilet paper or fucking paper towels in the car, and usually some wet wipes too. That was no big deal. But then you just put them in that bag and seal it up. One time I had to throw it out the window because I was nowhere near a garbage can. I just had to throw it into this field. But
I like when you were talking about. I like how you describe shitting in the car, and then you said it ain't no big deal.
No big deal. That was the benefit of being homeless, though. You had your shit. Everything was right there, man. Everything you
needed. That was a benefit of being homeless is your shit was always with you.
You had everything you needed, right? Carnivore is a wonderful diet. I'm a proponent of it. I'm still carnivore, but...
You're an endorser.
I'm an endorser, 100%. But when you first start it, you shit your... Like, you will shit your pants more than a few times because your body's adjusting. And I was on my way... Was I still living in a car? I probably was. But I still had all my shit in the car regardless. I was on my way because we were still doing the Junkie Land podcast back then. And I was on my way to Andy Gold's house to record. And I forgot that you don't fart a lot on carnivore. And I went to rip ass and I shit my pants like right around the corner from his house. And I just pulled into a lot because I had my clothes in there. I had the fucking disinfectant wipes. I just cleaned myself up right in the car, changed the clothes and went and did the podcast without even taking a shower. Everything I need. Nick is having an ADD moment on his phone again. Didn't even listen to me talk about shitting in my car.
Yeah, oh, dude, I listened hardcore to you shitting in your car, boy.
I mean, shitting my pants in my car. This the most recent.
Look at Brando make out with Shrek.
Oh, my God. I was going to say this is our ex-gay roommate, but he's not ex-gay and he's not my ex-roommate. He's my predecessor roommate.
He's got the sexiest friends because he's a waitress. And he has waitress friends who are all babes.
Oh, nice.
And somehow he gets way more wiener than they do. But I bet the wieners he gets stink.
I was going to say, if he's getting more wiener than they do, you and I can fix that. we can fix that.
I'll help them with the wiener.
We'll help him get some wiener.
You need help with the wiener? You ever go to the neighbor lady and be like, you need help with the wiener?
You need some help with the wiener.
You're seeing her in the garage like trying to reach things. You're like, you need help with the wiener.
I say some fucked up shit. And I don't know. Like, I'm serious, but I think people think I'm sometimes joking. But I don't know if it's just being in the swing community for so long that you can be forward with shit or, like, I don't want to waste time. But there's been several times I've just said shit like, if you ever want to have sex with a 51-year-old man, hit me up. I just fucking... But I'm serious when I say it.
And a handful of them are like, yeah, I have
to have them. I've only said it about three times, but nobody's took me up. I did get
the you Instagram. Gotta say 10.
I did get the Instagram of a lady who I said it to last night. Right in front of her ex-husband. They were on a date for some reason, but that was cool. Were you at the bar when at the Wise Guys bar when the red-haired chick came in?
Maybe.
Cole, damn near fucked. Cole Robeson. I don't care if he hears this because we already had a discussion. Fuck it. Cole walks up in the middle of this and says to her, "Is Chuck trying to get some puss right now?" Some shit. And then he was like, "Chuck is good at smashing redheaded puss. Like, he thinks he's being a wingman, but he's cockblocking."
Dude.
And yeah. He really wasn't trying to cockblock. And then he was telling me after, no, I was being an anti-wingman because after I walked away, she would have thought you were gold compared to that. I'm like, yeah, but you're telling her the truth. Like,
remember last night at the bar, he was like talking to those two fucking gorgeous half black chicks?
I wasn't paying attention that much, but because I was flirting with one of the waitresses.
I was too worried Austin was going to get his kicked out of that bar.
Oh, yeah. That was the other thing. Well, did you notice when I took off my rings? Because I was like, because people think you fight with rings on, that'll break your fucking fingers. Like,
were you looking to maybe punch people?
Well, because I thought Austin was for sure going to get in a fight with that dude, and he had three friends. And I was like, okay, me and Nick and one of these other homos is going to have to back him up. I thought we were going to fight. I thought if he didn't get us kicked out, I thought we were going to fight before we left that bar because we couldn't shut him up. It was like,
I think we were going to fight outside because when we all went to go smoke that J, everybody walked out first, and the dude in the Jordan jersey was standing outside.
Uh-huh.
So I remember when we were walking out, I was like talking to Austin, like putting my hands up.
Trying to distract him.
See the guy.
Yeah.
And he didn't, thank God.
I don't know what, I mean, that dude was douchey, but like he was really getting under Austin's skin. He wasn't doing anything to us. He was just walking like a douche. He wasn't
doing anything to anyone.
No, but when Austin kept saying, yeah, keep flexing, you fucking douche, like he was yelling it at him so he could hear it. And I'm like, I was watching the dude after. He was like, he's sitting at the table with his friends flexing and shit, looking at it. He was being douchey, but he wasn't still doing it to anybody in particular. You know what I mean? It was like, and I was like, oh, Austin just wants to fight this guy so bad it's going to happen. Because I've heard stories about him too, probably from you, like getting in fights and shit all the time. I was like, okay.
All the time.
I was like, okay, it's just going down. And I wasn't like I was a, like when I would act, like, I would act tough when I was younger, but I wasn't. But now, I'm like, I don't look for shit. I don't try to act tough now, but I just don't give a fuck.
Austin acts tough because, one, he's a super ignorant guy. And, unfortunately, he can back it up too hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because, like, so, like, a couple years ago, he got in a fight.
Come across as insecure. He came across as just a drunk dude who wanted to fight. I was like, okay, we'll fight.
Because he's not, and he is, yeah. I remember this one night we were at the bar and we were watching a fight outside, and it was this dude fighting some guys who I guess were hitting on this guy's sister, and the brother was like, he was a gay guy, and I remember he was trying to fight this guy outside who was super drunk and didn't want to fight. And he's wearing a fanny pack. And we're just watching, and Anthony and Austin's like, I'm going to see this guy get his ass kicked with a fanny pack on. And then the kid wearing the fanny pack turns around and is like, who the fuck said that? And Austin's like, I did. And he comes over, and I'm like, hey, no. He's drunk. Don't worry.
But in fairness, though, if you're wearing a fanny pack and it's not hanging off your knee, like the way I wear mine, you deserve to get your ass kicked. Like, mine's not a fan. What do the young folks, since you're one of the generation? Generation Y. Millennials.
Yeah, I'm a millennial.
What is the shoulder thing that De Leon be wearing sometimes? How I'm supposed to wear this motherfucker that I got hanging off my knee? You hold it over your shoulder.
It probably just comes from being little kids watching Indiana Jones. But
what's it called? Because it's not a fanny pack anymore.
It's an over-the-shoulder. Crossbody.
Crossbody. Okay, yeah, but I wear mine on the waist, but it hang off the knee. Anyway.
Oh, yours is, that's a whole different move. Yes, you got a whole thing going.
Creating a new style.
Yes.
Yes. And
that's almost not even heard of for men.
In a year when everybody's doing it, I'm going to be like, yeah, I started that. Just like all you bitches, it was too cool to post shows to your Instagram, and now you all do it now when you made fun of me the first 2 years.
Well, I never had an Instagram.
Not you. The other comics used to talk shit to me because I'd post
on Instagram. Doesn't make any sense because you, my friend, low-key, are kind of a marketing genius.
Well, that's the thing. I blew up kind of. Not even gonna say I really blew up, but for somebody who'd only been doing it for 2 years, I was getting way more shows than I should. Then all of a sudden, now all these motherfuckers post their shows. Back to this faggot who deserved to get his ass kicked wearing his fanny pack,
though. Oh, my God.
So Austin says it was me. We both have ADD. My apologies.
And we were... So everybody leaves. Everybody who was watching this fight, the one dude didn't get his ass kicked. He got to go home. But the cat in the fanny pack was dead set on fighting Austin. And the whole time I'm like, listen, bud, he's going to kill you. And he's going to do it easily. He's going to hit you one time, and you'll never be able to taste mashed potatoes and gravy again. Because he did that. He punched a kid years ago. Dude, when me and Austin barely became friends, I was like maybe 18.
When you were going to fight him.
No, my God.
No, right.
And I wanted to.
Yes, I mean,
right. And then when I seen who it was, I was like, no, I ain't fighting him. Because he wanted to be a Marine. He was always running. He was doing pull functions, but he could never pass the ASVAB.
Yeah.
So he never got to be a Marine.
He's retarded.
He's a retarded guy. He's stupid. So not only is he like physically gifted, he's also
a retard. But if you hear this, Austin, we mean that with all love and respect.
Oh, I love you, Austin, baby. Your dick tastes like iced coffee.
Okay, so you saw this kid, he'll never taste mashed potatoes again.
No, so back to, so years ago, back in the Price days, I was like maybe 19, he was maybe 17 or 18, and we were at this, we were at a park, and there was these two guys arguing, and Austin's like, I'm gonna go stop this. And this guy's, you know, bickering over the other guy, because I guess, you know, he had sex with his sister, all this bullshit. And this one guy is like wants to beat the other guy, and Austin's like getting annoyed. And Austin's like trying to break up the fight. And this kid fucking takes a big old rip of his cigarette and blew it in Austin's face.
Oh, shit.
And Austin just dropped him, dude, out of nowhere. And then, so the ambulance came to get the kid. And then And then like a day later, he passed out in the shower. The kid who he punched.
Yeah.
He passed out in the shower, and Austin went to jail for a couple of nights. And then to this day, the kid can't taste.
Oh, fuck.
This cat named Derek Leonard. To this day. And I remember, you hear that expression, I'm going to slap the taste out of your mouth. You did. I thought it was a...
I never thought that was a serious thing.
I thought that was made up, dude.
I thought it was like, slap the black off. Yeah, I didn't know that.
And he has no idea how delicious Crunchwrap Supremes are.
Oh, God.
And so anyway, I was like, no, you slapped the fucking taste out of a guy's mouth. You don't want to fight this guy. And he's like, I'm going to beat his ass. I'm like, he's going
to fuck. Oh, shit.
And I'm telling his buddy, I'm like, hey, man, between me and you, we're both the voice of reason. I'm not drunk enough to fight. You ain't drunk enough to fight. I don't want to fight. You don't want your buddy to fight. I don't want my buddy to fight. But my buddy's going to kill your boy. And he's like, well, okay. So they end up leaving, and Austin still wants to fight. So out of nowhere, he just fucking punches all his lights out of his car.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
he punches out his taillights, he punches out his headlights, and his hands are bleeding. And for whatever reason, it made me hot as fuck, so I sucked his dick on the way.
Oh, he punched the headlights out of his own car.
Yeah.
I thought he was the other kids. I was waiting for the fight.
The part where I sucked his dick is a joke.
Just total joke. Total 100%.
And then, so there was that, but then he got jumped and he punched this kid. He fought like six dudes, but he punched a guy who was like one of them 5K type guys, and he fucking smashed his face.
With all due respect, 5K, but you're not a tough guy. 5K, I'll listen to this.
I meant to say Dennis McManus.
With all due respect, Dennis.
Because 5K is, goddamn, he's a strong guy. 5K
would be the motherfucking, 5K would fuck someone up.
But McManus, you could tie him up with yarn.
I feel like Dennis will not be offended because Dennis knows his persona. Like, Dennis is one of the dudes I genuinely.
But that doesn't make him any less of a menace.
No, but that's what makes the name even funnier. But no, Dennis is one of the dudes I genuinely love. Did he ever give you them fucking notes and shit? Did you ever go to the old Athena's, Mike? Nick on the phone again, folks.
No, I'm listening to you. Nick, what happened? What'd you say?
Yeah.
I was listening, but you got to repeat it.
No, I was just saying. Yeah, I just asked if Dennis ever gave you one of them notes, like at the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have one that
Dude, I saved those motherfuckers. The last one he gave me is pinned to my fucking wall upstairs.
He would always only give them to me at Athena.
That's where I got them, Athena's every time. And I can't remember. I think one day, it was a special note. Like, he did extra, went the extra mile for everybody one day, like they were super duper notes, and I was like, okay.
It's very neat.
I've got them all. They're all kicking around like bags in comedy notebooks and shit, but that one is on my wall.
I remember I pulled some bullshit on him one night because we were at Wise Guys, and I was like, what do you do? I'm a baker. I do cakes. I'm a professional baker. I was like, oh. I baked a cake once. I once baked a cake 10 feet tall. I was like, what? As I did it just to spite a girlfriend. But it took me 3 days. I built the cake 10 feet tall. And I was like, my God, that's fantastic. I was like, yeah, pictures. I don't have any pictures anymore. I was like, why'd you bake it? And I was like, I got in an argument with my friend with my girlfriend. And she said that I didn't know anything about cakes besides how to eat them. So to show her, I baked one of the biggest cakes she ever seen. It was 10 feet tall. And it's like, my God. That's fantastic.
So my dumb ass would have been believing that for like, there'd have been a point I've been like, shut the fuck up, but you'd have had me for a minute.
Dude, it's a bitch sometimes because like sometimes when I'm telling a story, people are like, oh, no,
I
yeah.
do that to you all the time. I'm like, man, shut the fuck up. What you're about to tell me some outlandish shit at the end of this and ruin the whole story because I'm believing it right now and I want it to be true.
It's my favorite thing to do, man.
Oh, this is a fight story, but it doesn't end in a fight. It's like yours. It doesn't end in an actual fight. Back in the day, I was in this rap group, and we had recorded just one song, but it got radio play here. And this Polynesian cat, this Samoan dude named Bert. We were from, like, we're both retired, but we were from rival gangs, and they were both Polynesian gangs. Anyway, we got on this show. There was a local group named Nums that was real popular, and we were supposed to go, a lot of groups, but there was only two rap acts, and we was going to open for Nums because we had one song that was recorded so far. We had some other shit written, but it wasn't recorded, and we didn't have the music for them. And so we get down to this fucking show. It was at that, like, Central Civic Center, but they say it in Spanish. Anyway, it was, you know, down, like, just on the west side, outside of downtown. Anyway, we get there. And Nums is refusing to go on because there's some pay dispute. I guess they thought they were getting paid and it's supposed to be some free show for just get people off the streets and shit. But all the other groups are like these fucking heavy metal thrash groups and shit. So it's all white people and a bunch of Polynesians. And me and Bert are like, we're just the opening act. We're not going to go on and do one fucking song if Nums ain't going on. And so we weren't going to go on, but then the promoters come to us, and they're like, all these Polynesians here came to see you guys, not Nums. So we do this shit. I don't even know why this part of the story matters. This is why we're... So we do this fucking show. I'm going to fucking choke you, Nick.
I was listening.
He's fucking scrolling his phone. I listen to your story.
Darby Sparks.
Oh, that's
acceptable. You know Darby?
She looked good.
Dario's old...
Is that his...
That's a chick he worked with.
I knew I'd heard that name before, but I thought it was somebody famous. I didn't know who the
no,
fuck
No, she's a reporter for Channel
So anyway, we do this show. We're outside now. All these Polynesians...
Nick, I'm going to choke you.
All these Polynesians are in the parking lot that are from rival gangs. Plus, it's Tongans and Samoans, and they don't always get along anyway. But everybody's chill, and we're sitting on the back of his cut.
Unless they play on the same football team.
Yeah. We're sitting on the back of his Cutlass, and everything's cool. The Tongans and Samoans are hanging out. They're cool. They're all from rival gangs, two gangs in particular. And everything's cool for a long time, and then all of a sudden, two motherfuckers start fighting, and the whole parking lot is fighting. And this is our two, I won't say X gangs, because you don't really quit, you retire. But, like, we're watching our gangs fight each other, and I'm like, well, should we jump in? And he's just like, motherfucker, what are we going to do, hit each other? Like, we literally just sat on the back of his fucking Cutlass and watched these motherfuckers fight. Because it's like there was nobody to punch, but we could have rushed. I was saying, should we rush in there and fight? But he said, what are we going to do, punch each other? And I didn't give a fuck by that point, or I wouldn't be with this, you know, rapping with this motherfucker. Folks, this is like when somebody bombs and they try to chastise the audience.
But because there's nobody here next to me laughing at the story I just told, it's 100% true. I'm just going to say it's because Nick is an asshole. It's not my fault. It's not a bad story. It's a good story. It's just Nick is scrolling the IGs or the Snapchats.
No, I'm texting my boss. He's telling how thankful I am.
He's in the middle of a podcast doing some other shit because he's
you can do that.
Because he's not the one talking. Those of you who have been with Nick while he's drunk know this feeling.
I remember the first time we hung out. It was a Dario. The first time me and you chilled for a long. We hung out, but not.
Hey.
You were telling stories at Dario's.
Will you wait for a second?
And I was like, I'm not going to get a word in edgewise. Like, this motherfucker, because you was drunk as fuck and you was telling, but they were good, but you were telling all the stories. I was like, I'm not going to get to tell one story
today. I didn't.
All right.
Yeah, you're right. I think that will help
you. Little Mary Chiba.
Might help you focus just a little bit.
All right, friends, we're going to cut it right there. Another exciting episode of Partners in Crime in the bag. Nick has just gone to get himself some weed to help him focus or something. We will pick this up next week right where this conversation left off. So go do some fucked up shit, and we will see you then.